Hey there, Kimberly Olson here, also known as the Gold Digger Girl. I'm a number one international best-selling author, multiple seven-figure earner, social media marketing expert, mompreneur mogul, and branding ninja. I'm on a mission to inspire you to get lit in your business, set your soul on fire, and teach you how to build your empire. Join us as we dive into action-oriented strategies that are going to allow you to scale your online business and create simple systems that duplicate. Let's get started.
All right, Gold Digger, welcome back to another episode of the Gold Digger Girl podcast. And today we're going to talk about elevating your algorithm and skyrocketing engagement with these tags. If you're like most entrepreneurs, you know the name of the game is eyes on your content. So if people aren't seeing your content, then you're really not going to be able to get the traction you need in your business. So we're going to cover that and more in this episode. But first, I want to give a special shout out to our sponsor, Project Broadcast. Y'all are the best. I've been working with Project Broadcast for years, and it's my favorite way to automate text message marketing into my business. So if you feel overwhelmed by getting leads to opt into your funnels or following up or all of the things, you can kiss manual DMs goodbye with the power of automation. So look below this episode so you can get some credits, no long-term commitment, and you can totally transform your business with the power of Project Broadcast. Let's dive in now to the episode. All right, welcome back to another episode. This is going to be a lot of fun because I'm going to give you all kinds of ideas. Now, I just want to remind you, you don't need to do all of them. I would just pick one or two to implement so you can start understanding how engagement works. It does take some time, but once you get it down, you're going to start to find this like inclination to writing content and coming up with ideas that becomes very natural to you. I could create content and know that I'm going to get traffic on it today, whereas, you know, 6 years ago, I would sit there and stare at my phone for 30 minutes. I'm sure you can relate to that. So let's get into it. The first one is interactive polls and quizzes. So what I want you to be thinking about is not necessarily using the poll feature on your Facebook personal profile, which you can no longer do, which I wish you could. But there's other ways to use the poll feature in your stories on Reels. Now, I'm sure TikTok has a poll feature as well. But I want you to create your own poll or your own quiz. So, for example, you could say something like, when it comes to taxes, where are you at right now? A could be filed, done, you know, sent off. B could be, you know, on the way, partly done. C is like taxes, what taxes? So you're creating a quiz where people can describe themselves where they're at. And if you were a tax professional or somebody who helps with financial planning, obviously those would all be leads, okay? So using interactive polls and quizzes, whether there are tools out there that you're using, such as Interact Quiz, which we recommend, or you're using the features in those platforms or creating your own. The second one, this is one of my favorites, and we do a lot of this in our real short form video content for my brand, are behind the scenes. I don't know what it is about it, even if I'm brushing my hair, so random, those get the most traction. It's just like people just want to kind of see what others are up to. It's human nature. Think about reality TV, right? So how can you bring that into your own content? You've really got to think like a marketer. So throughout the day, put that marketing cap on and ask yourself, how could you grab some B-roll behind the scenes footage and use that in your content? The third one is user-generated content challenges. So this is going to be where you invite your audience to be a part of some kind of challenge. So a very simple example is, let's say I post a photo of me wearing pink. I have a pink skirt on. I'm wearing pink all the time. And I put a photo up and I say, show me the last pink thing in your camera roll. Of course, keep it PG-13. Drop it below. So this is user-generated content. This is where you're getting your audience, the people that are following your content, to participate, to interact. You can even do this where they're not necessarily dropping an image, but where you ask them to invite them to be a part of the conversation. So it could be something such as, you know, I was born in Michigan and now I live in Texas. What about you? Where did you grow up? And you're engaging them. I'm telling you, this stuff works. People always are more interested if it's about them. It's just how we're wired. So the more you can involve them in the conversation, the better off you're going to be. The next one is interactive Q&A sessions. So for this one, I want you to think about something that you know how to do that your audience doesn't or would want to learn from. And I'm very good about learning new things that I don't know how to do if I think my audience will benefit from it. So let's say, great example, when the Threads app came out, I literally had somebody ask me about it. And I was like, I don't know what that is. It had just come out. So I went and I watched some videos. I went on the app that morning, and then I literally scheduled a training that evening and said, I'm going to teach you guys how to use the Threads app. Come participate and ask your questions. And it was, I had like 100 people on live without even pre-scheduling the training because they wanted to know how to use the Threads app for their business. So think of things that you can do in your own business to educate your audience and open it for Q&A. And it can be simple things. It can be any topic that you love talking about. The next one is to create contests and giveaways. These do really well. The only thing I will say is be careful, especially on Facebook. I have had several of my giveaway challenges hijacked where people have pretended to be me. They'll put a link and say, click here to enter the giveaway, which I would never do that. And just be careful of that. So what this would look like is you may say something such as, hey, I have an upcoming workshop. If you take a screenshot or you take this graphic and you put it in your stories or put up a post on Instagram and tag me, you will go in a giveaway for blank, Girl Boss, Goodie Box. You can do whatever you want. So giveaways work great. We actually do a lot of giveaways in our conversion events. So if we are doing a free workshop or challenge, we will actually give things away when people are participating in the homework. And that just gets more people to come to the conversion event, which is what you want. So you can be really creative with this one as well. Have a little fun with it. Wait 1 second, Gold Digger. I totally want to interrupt what we were talking about to tell you something important. When you hear the word automation, I bet you get really excited about that, right? Well, one of the ways I was able to scale my business from a six-figure business to a seven-figure business and then a multiple seven-figure business was by implementing automation. My favorite way to automate my text message marketing is with Project Broadcast. So basically what you can do is you can have people opt into your list with a keyword and you can give them a freebie or have them register for an upcoming free challenge or workshop that you have. Basically, you're going to incentivize them. Now they're on your text list and with a click of a button, you can send out a list or send out a text to your entire list. It's a 98% open rate. And think about it, when you're texting somebody, you're inside of their text message or you're on their phone, right? It's really personal. I've been able to use text message marketing to be able to reach our audience in a totally different, intimate way. But most importantly, it's created automation. So instead of me DMing my whole list about a new product release or a flash sale or something coming up, I can schedule it. By the way, you can schedule it to send that out whenever the time is right. So I highly recommend that you check out Project Broadcast to implement text message marketing into your own business. Check the link in the comments below and get started today. The next one is to do a series. What's the plural? I'm getting a little hot and bothered talking about this stuff. I freaking love this. I could talk about this all day long. So a series, plural, is where you do maybe a three-part series, for example. And this is going to be either live streaming, so you could do this on Facebook or Instagram. My favorite place to do this right now are with series that you can do on Instagram or Facebook Reels or TikTok or even YouTube Shorts, I guess, where you have a series. So it might be my three-part power play to building your personal brand. All right, the first thing you want to do with your brand is you want to get a really clear I am statement, and I'll talk about that. And they'll say, tune in for the next one. Tip number two is coming tomorrow. And then if people happen to see the second video, they're more likely to go back and watch number one. And then when you have number three. So you're going to increase how engaged your viewers are. This is extremely important when it comes to your reels and your stories and then just the overall watch time. All of that is tracked. So what the algorithm is doing is it's the little bots are constantly assessing, are people staying on this video? Do they like this video? So even with a reel, if you can get it to loop. So what that would look like is if you have some good text on the reel itself or a long caption and people are staying on that reel, you know what I'm talking about. It's called looping. The longer you spend on that reel, that's awesome. That is huge. And it will actually push that reel into the newsfeed. So whatever you can do to get people to stay on your content is key. And putting together a series is a really great strategy. The next one is collaborating with others. I have done this since day one. I swear to you, this is how I went from no following. I had 250 friends on Facebook, no Instagram account. Okay, so if you're new and you're like, I don't know what I'm doing, you can figure this out. So what I did is I thought, okay, I don't have an audience, but who do I know that does? And they weren't like huge audiences, but I just reached out to the people I did know that would make sense with my new audience, which was entrepreneurs. And I interviewed them. And then they would share out the interviews, and now their people were following me, and it just went from there. So collaborate. Okay, collaboration is the new competition is so 2019. Like, it's all about collaboration. So if you can do live streams together on Instagram, you can have guests on your podcast. What can you do to collaborate? You could even do something such as, I teach this in our course, Instabrand. I'll put the link below, of how you can do shout outs. So you can have somebody shout you out in their account, and then you do the same and tell those people to go follow each other. You can get your audiences following each other. So I do cover that in great detail in that course. Make sure you grab that. That's a no-brainer. The next one is interactive challenges or games. So this would be something more robust than, say, a giveaway. What we're going to do is we're going to do some sort of challenge that is over a period of time. So this might be a 5-day Instagram challenge, Instagram growth challenge. And you're going to take your people through a 5-day challenge where they're going to grow their Instagram following. And each day you're going to have trainings. Way back in the day, I didn't even go live. I would just drop posts with tips, come a long way, however you want to do it. But some kind of training, some kind of tip, some kind of homework, where each day you're giving them a task and they're going to do that task to grow their Instagram. And then, of course, during it, you can definitely make an offer. But that would be an amazing way to get engagement because, again, kind of like when we talked about the series, having them come back for each day of the challenge is going to get them to stay and be engaged, okay? And then educational tools or how-to guides. So for this one, it's kind of going back to what we talked about with the Threads app when that came out. How-tos do really well because people have really short attention spans. So if you're just talking in concepts, so right now I have 10 tips for you and I typed them out because I didn't want to forget any of them. If I would have just got on here and said, hey, I want to tell you, you know, some things that have helped me, you know, I didn't have a following and now I do, and it's just been really great. You would pop off. You'd be like, I don't care. But when you saw me right away, I was like, I've got 10 tips and you could see I was going through it. You were like, oh, I'm going to watch this because I want to hear what she has to say. So how to, instructional, just be commanding, have your stuff prepared. If you teach people, they'll stay on. I mean, look at you. If you're watching this right now, you stayed on my whole video. Heyo. And then the final one is shareable infographics or visuals. So for example, carousels do really well on Instagram. And if you run ads, for some reason, they're doing really, really well in ads right now too. But if you can have some tips, so say you've got the header card and then 5 good strategies with your carousels and then an outro card saying something like follow for more. Those 5 tips, again, the bots can detect if you're reading somebody's carousel on Instagram and going through, right? Or if you're on Facebook and somebody has some really great tips lined out, people are spending time looking at that piece of content. That is huge for your engagement. But also, you're serving your audience and offering really solid value. So it's a win-win for everyone. So really incorporating things like infographics, carousels, things like that are just a really great strategy as well, okay? So obviously, I just threw a bunch at you. If you want a full system, you want the branding, you want the content, you want to learn how to sell, you want to master your productivity and time management, I'm going to introduce you or invite you to take a look at my membership program, The Vault. It's the best membership program out there. And how I know is I have done 3 of them in the last 6 years, and this is epic. Okay, so what I'm going to do for you is when you come in, I am going to personally curate your course content. So you know exactly which courses to take in the back office, and you're going to get time with me each month. I have a monthly Q&A Zoom that you'll be on, and then I also do a monthly accountability Zoom. Those are killer. Everybody loves them. Because they're effective because we're going to really we're going to talk it through what worked, what didn't, and then we'll put a new plan in place. But this way we're keeping your goals in front of you on a continual basis. So I'll put the link in there below for that. Right now at the time of me recording this, there's 70 courses in there. I put more in there every month. It's a no brainer. Okay. Until next time, get lit in your business and set your soul on fire. We'll see you soon. Well, that's a wrap, Gold Digger. Hope you love this episode and to dive in even more into this material, I have a special offer for you. All you have to do is drop the word boss on Instagram and shoot that over to us, and we will send you a free copy of my number one international bestseller, Boss It Up, Bae. We have some special goodies for you with that as well. In this book, I'm going to teach you how to level up your personal brand, attract your ideal avatar to you, and totally dominate your online space. So make sure you head over to Instagram right now, DM us the word boss, and we will get that to you. And as always, make sure you subscribe and all the things to not miss any other episodes. Until next time, get lit in your business and set your soul on fire.
This episode was brought to you by the Gold Digger Girl, the program that teaches you how to build the six-figure foundation for your business. If you want support from an experienced coach that's become a self-made millionaire, recently recognized as the number two recruiter globally in her network marketing company, she's helped countless others scale their online business and create simple systems that duplicate, all you have to do is email support over at the Gold Digger Girl. You'll see the option in the menu tab so we can find out best how to support you on your entrepreneurial journey.